Welcome again. Yesterday we talked about Abraham setting out from the place he knew and going off to a land that he didn't know. And God would lead him. God was going to be his navigator. Abraham didn't know where he would end up, didn't know what the journey would be like, but he trusted the Lord, knew the Lord had good plans, and so Abraham was able to set out. Well, we reminded ourselves that we too, as disciples, followers of Jesus, need to set out and continue our journey of faith. When setting out on a journey, it's always good to have a vision of what is ahead to inspire us, to encourage us. Holidays are like that, aren't they? We might have a long journey ahead of us. It might be quite a tough journey. So for instance, for any of us in Thanet, we often more often than not have to drive and negotiate the M25. But if we're stuck on the M25 and the rain is lashing down and someone in the back seat is desperate for the loo, it's the promise of where we're heading that helps us get through that moment, isn't it? Holding on to the vision of our destination encourages us to keep on going and know that the traffic jam will eventually end. And we will find the toilets and the rain will stop and we will get off the M25 and onwards in our journey. For childless Abraham, the vision laid before him was offspring so numerous that they would be seen as a mighty nation. That was the vision he had before him. And later, other promises from God will flesh out this vision before Abraham, so Abraham could constantly hold a vision of what God was going to do through him as he travelled, as he set out. A vision was his inspiration and kept him going. Well, we're going to skip forward in the story of God today to a passage in Zechariah chapter 8 in our reading. And it's a very different time for Abraham's offspring, who by now have become a mighty nation, and they've ended up in exile in Babylon, if you know something of the story of Israel. The pride and the joy of the nation, Jerusalem, its beautiful capital, has been destroyed. The temple, home of the living God, has been desecrated. And many of the people in Jerusalem have been murdered, imprisoned, just scattered. Then there was a regime change in the empire, and some of the exiles were able to return back to Jerusalem. This is the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. But of course, as they arrived back at Jerusalem, looked around the city, all they could see was the painful contrast between the city of old, that glorious city, this glorious past, and then the recent painful destruction and the current desolation of the city. The exiles, having made their journey back to Jerusalem, must have been greatly discouraged. But then the Lord God stepped in and he gave them through his prophets an amazing vision that would encourage them. A vision that would help them to keep on with their task, keep on with their journey, if you like. Let's read Zechariah 8. The word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Almighty says. I am very jealous for Zion. I am burning with jealousy for her. This is what the Lord says. I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord Almighty will be called the holy mountain. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Once again, men and women of ripe old age will sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each of them with cane in hand because of their age. The city streets will be filled with boys and girls playing there. This is what the Lord Almighty says. It may seem marvellous to the remnant of this people at the time, but it will seem marvellous to me, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will save my people from the countries of the east and the west, and I will bring them back to live in Jerusalem. They will be my people. I will be faithful and righteousness and righteous to them as their God. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Now hear these words. Let your hands be strong so that the temple may be built. This is also what the prophets said who were present when the foundation were laid for the house of the Lord Almighty. Before that time, there were no wages for people or hire for animals. No one could go about their business safely because of their enemies, since I turned everyone against their neighbour. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people as I did in the past, declares the Lord Almighty. The seed will grow well. The vine will yield its fruit. The ground will produce its crop and the heavens will drop their dew. And I will give all these things as an inheritance to the remnant of this people. Just as you, Judah and Israel, have been a curse among the nations, so I will save you and you will be a blessing. Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong. Well, here the Lord was giving the people of Jerusalem a glorious vision to inspire them. A picture of a time when old men and women of ripe vintage will sit out in the streets of Jerusalem, and those same streets will be filled with the noise of children playing. It's a picture of a city at peace and a city that knows prosperity. Both ends of the population, the weakest, I guess, of the population, flourishing, relaxing, feeling safe, living in abundance. The old able to reach a ripe old age. I can see them sipping good wine or strong espressos, enjoying looking on as the grandchildren of the city play. Intergenerational harmony, a sign of a secure and safe place. This, of course, was a contrast to the horrors of Jerusalem's recent past for those returning from Babylon. That promise that greater things were yet to come, that things were going to come that were going to surprise and make God's people marvel. Well, with that vision before them, those rebuilding the city could do so with passion and enthusiasm. The Lord was able to say to them, look, don't be afraid, take courage, continue on with the work. Let your hands be strong for the task. As we continue as disciples on our journey, we need a vision before us. Where do we go for that vision? Well, of course, we have our own visions in Scripture. Just thinking there, particularly perhaps of passages like Revelation 21, that give us an amazing, beautiful picture of a renewed, joined heaven and earth coming together. A new heaven, renewed heaven and earth, where there'll be no more tears, and no more pain, no more struggling. And that's the vision that we should always hold out in front of us. But like the Jerusalem builders, I think God will give us very focused and specific visions to help us in the next stages of our discipleship journey. I was thinking back the other day to that time when we came out of lockdown at the end of the pandemic. And I think those of us working on site, as we talked, held out a vision before us. A vision I believe that we're kind of living out now. At that time, the on-site team had a vision of the building being busy and flourishing once again. It had been a period of a couple of years, really, when the building had been pretty much a supermarket, a recording studio, with just a handful of people around. We had a vision of that building once again busy, with a cafe flourishing, people coming in to find help and friendship and support and love and faith. The building filled with shared laughter, with old people and babies crying and laughing and having fun. The sharing of tears and the hopes and the dreams, the laughter together. People coming together to worship together. God continuing his work here amongst us, all in a safe and a good place. That's the vision that a number of us were able to paint, we felt came from God. And that helped us get to back where we are today, I think. What about you? Do you have a vision before you for the next stage of life in the kingdom? Do you have a vision before you of the next stage of life in the kingdom? What does it look like? Why not ask God for a fresh vision at this time? A fresh vision for your workplace. Fresh vision for your family. Fresh vision for some area you're working for in the kingdom, which might be here on site or a group you're part of. A vision that will give you courage to continue. A vision that will enable your hands to be strong for the tasks ahead. Why not write down what God tells you so you can come back to it? Why not put it up somewhere so you can see it, so it can remind you and enable you just to keep your hands strong and keep on going with the journey as a disciple and follower of Jesus? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the vision we have in Scripture, the vision of one day, what things will be like that we can live for now and strive for now. Help our hands to be strong for the task of following you. But Father, in our own lives and our own walks, give us fresh vision, very specific vision for our families, for our friendships, for our workplaces, for our places of service. Give us fresh vision which we can hold out in front of us, which will help us to keep our hands strong and keep us going. For the sake of your kingdom, we pray. Amen. May God bless us this day.
Bringing restoration. Oh.